is not to declare policy on this particular issue, but to go beyond policy and to see if they can enact a legislation to properly define this particular issue in our government. As you know, this issue is not only with political appointees, ministers and others. It goes way beyond that. We include many other political appointees, others in state institutions who are like managing directors and others, as well as even in state universities where vice chancellors will deliberately acquire a new vehicle just a few months to the end of their tenure. And they just pay a basement price and take the vehicle away. So if we are now considering that this is a major national issue that needs to be resolved, then I think to make it permanent and to make it a legal, the president should liaise with parliament to pass a law that will prescribe exactly what has to with this vehicle. Whilst I applaud the president by being so precise in his words on this matter, I think he should go beyond these words and seek to pass a legislation that will prevent state officials to take their vehicles away.
You think this decision will go down well with other officers? Because some people have benefited from the deal.
That is true, but there's a point where bad practice ought to be stopped. The fact that task officials have benefited does not mean that the practice, if in fact you all accept it's a bad practice, to continue. There must be a cutting off point. And I think this is because when the president spoke, he was very clear in his mind, articulated the policy very, very well.
Governance expert Professor Balfour Ajimayindua.
The founder of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, has congratulated President Akufo-Addo on placing a ban on public officers and ministers of state from buying official vehicles. Mr. Wayo told Radio Ghana that he supports the president's decision because Ghana needs money to invest in other sectors of the economy. He said such savings could also be used to create pension schemes for farmers and market women.
Didn't I tell you people 20 years ago, you have to congratulate him for taking that step? Of course. Come to the villages and see how the people are suffering. They don't have, there's no paramedics. A guy, his mother just died in bed because he went to bed for 20 cedis to buy her medicine. He went to the assembly or whatever they call it, MDC, you know, they don't care. So this car business, you have no right to buy a car that's $100,000 or more dollars. You come and buy for $12,000 or $15,000. Some I heard $4,000. You can't do that. So we have to Boso Nana Ado, Boso Abanu. You understand for that. But the question is, he's talking nice, you know, a lot of honey. Now we want the downing. Get down to it. But you see, I'm skeptical because the enforcement arm of the country has been destroyed. That is the police force. And I've been telling you people, the foundation of any modern nation is the security services. You have destroyed the security services. You saw recently in Parliament, they had a corruption case. And they were dealing in themselves. The BNI should have been built up, like the FBI, given equipment, forensic team, you understand? Psychologists, accountants, they should have it.
You are congratulating the president for placing a ban.
Yes, I mean, save the money, come to the village, help the villagers, the market women, the farmers. They don't get pension because the big men use the money to buy Pajeros. Why do that? You know, and I hope he will go to Parliament and make a law and then make it retroactive 1992. You can't take the taxpayers' money like that. You can't do that. That's why no African nation is making any progress.